Making his taxes public. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The House Ways and Means Committee voted 24-16 along party lines to release redacted copies of former President Trump's tax returns. Ranking Committee member Republican Kevin Brady says it sets a bad precedent.
It overturns decades of privacy protections for average Americans that have existed since the Watergate reforms.
However, for the past 50 years, most presidents have chosen to voluntarily release their returns. Trump fought for years to keep his taxes private, but the Supreme Court ultimately denied his request. A major winter storm is already causing holiday travel delays for many Americans.
The storm really coming at a bad time for the nearly 113 million people expected to be traveling for the holidays, and the storm is really just getting started. By tomorrow, the snow is expected to reach the Midwest before turning into more of a rain and wind event here in the east. And the combination of bitter cold temperatures and dangerous wind is life-threatening and already impacting most of the country.
Fox's Weather's Katie Byrne. The Biden administration asked the Supreme Court Tuesday to let the COVID immigration policy known as Title 42 come to an end, but requested a brief delay until at least after Christmas. The Justice Department responding to the Supreme Court's order that temporarily blocked the lifting of the policy. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked Northern California Tuesday morning, leaving at least two people dead, a dozen injured, and tens of thousands without power.
The USGS says there were 80 aftershocks, the largest a magnitude 4.6, adding there's a 13% chance of a magnitude 5 or larger over the next week.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. And Wall Street snaps a four-day losing streak. The Dow rose 92 points. The Nasdaq up one. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Millions of people who enrolled in Medicaid during the pandemic could start to lose their coverage on April 1st if Congress passes the $1.7 trillion spending bill unveiled Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It doesn't include everything we wanted. McConnell blocked a lot of things, things I cared about, like 9/11 health. He just said no at the end. But it's a big step. The bill is a big step in the right direction.
The omnibus bill to fund the government through September also includes $45 billion more in aid for Ukraine. That's on top of the roughly $1.8 billion from a previous package that President Biden plans to unveil Wednesday when Ukrainian President Zelensky visits Washington.
Zelensky is traveling to D.C. for an expected Wednesday night address to a joint meeting of Congress. Zelensky is also expected to meet with top congressional leaders and national security committee members. The visit has been closely guarded. In a note to colleagues, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi simply encouraged lawmakers to be physically present for what she said would be a very special focus on democracy.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Elon Musk tweeting he will step down as Twitter CEO, as he puts it, as soon as he finds someone foolish enough to take the job. His announcement Tuesday came after an unscientific poll the billionaire created and promised to abide by.
Nearly 58% of the some 17 million respondents said they wanted him to leave.
Fox's Jill Nato. And wildlife officials rescued a critically ill mountain lion cub in Northern California. The Oakland Zoo says veterinarians who treated her in intensive care named her Holly for the holiday season. Rescuers waited to see if the cub's mother would return before taking her, but she did not. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.